Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Benefits of trusting God, part 7. Let's start by talking about some of the things that people trust in. Yes. Some of the things that people trust in. The last time we read that people trust in their wealth, you know, Psalm 49 verse 6, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. So there are people like that who trust in their wealth and they boast in the multitude of their riches. We also learned that there are people who trust in false prophets. And Jeremiah 28 verse 15, there are people, no matter what you do, they like the false prophet. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. So there are people who are made to trust in a lie coming from a false prophet. And they are almost unavoidably undeliverable. You can't deliver them. If you tie them, they will still go to a false prophet. Some people don't know any other way than to go to the shrine. Or they don't know any other way to consult somebody doing ministry that looks like Jesus' ministry but is serving the devil. And sometimes you don't need to look far to know who a false prophet is. I mean, at the least, you see that their fruits are there to see. And these days, you know, if you see when people are trying to defend the prophetic ministry by force, it's a sign that something is choking them. You know, because you can't defend what God has already defended. And nobody can destroy what God has built. This ministry is not built by men, it's built by God. So when you have a need to defend a particular ministry, you know, there's a problem. Pastoral ministry has not been defended. Evangelistic ministry has not been defended. Apostolic ministry, teaching ministry has not been defended. Why do you have need to defend something called prophetic ministry? It's a sign that something is like some market is being taken away from you. Yes. And in the kingdom, under the new covenant, prophets are not supposed to be too relevant as they were under the old covenant. Because the child of God under the new covenant is meant to be led by the Holy Spirit. Doesn't take prophets, as in the ministry of the prophet or the prophetic, out of especially the Pentecostal and the charismatic ministry. But the overemphasis on defending that particular ministry is very problematic. Because Paul said that the faith of the people will not be built on the wisdom of man. We shouldn't teach in a way that makes any prophet look like he's a mediator between man and God. And that if they were not there, something will happen. Wow, are you kidding me? So all the people in the Orthodox Church that don't have prophet, they are dead. All the people who are not in places where a prophet could come and by the help of God to the prophet, make an intervention. God has no other means of saving those people except by a prophet. He has no other means. Wow. So people are made to, there are some people, anywhere they go, they must look for whatever they call a prophet to be in their lives. Even when they have a local pastor, they must have some, you know, somebody in ministry by the side. Who is called what? A prophet. A seer to see for them. See road for me. Praise the Lord. They need all manner of aquantre and directions, you know, and all of they can never deal with Jesus alone. It must be Jesus plus a prophet. Jesus plus something. You know? So there are people who also trust in prophets in general, but worst of all is those who trust in false prophets. Are you with me at all? Then for today's service, there are people who trust in walls of security. Walls of security. The fence of protection. Fence of security. Deuteronomy 28 verse 52. Deuteronomy 28 52. Is the preaching already? It's too powerful. Praise the Lord. Shall we read the scripture together? One go. It says what? And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou wert trusted. He said, throughout all thy land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God has given thee. So, here in Deuteronomy, God is just talking. He says that he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. What are they? They are walls and fences of security that you have trusted. Yes, there's a way that you can begin to trust in the wall of security you have physically built around you to be the source of your existence. But God wants us to trust in him, who can use these walls of security to be a protection and a fence around us. Are you with me at all? Because except the Lord watches over the house, they watch but in vain. Every one of us here must be security conscious. I mean, it's just natural that as a sign of responsibility, you are security conscious. You make sure that your house is secured for your wife, your children, if you are a wife, for your children, your husband, and the people. It's your responsibility to ensure that people under your roof are secure. And if that means buying security doors, do that. Praise the Lord. If it means buying good locks, do that. Yes. You will not say that because I'm a child of God, if I need to put natural security measures in place, I will not do that because God is my security. No. God has given us the principle of wisdom, which is God at work, to ensure that where we need to put human security or natural security, we have to do that. If you are driving a car and the shock is weak, your security is in changing the shock, because when you sit in the car now has a say in whether you arrive safely or not. Do you understand? Hello? So there are people who have issues when it has to do with human security. But in the Bible, it is not so. In the Bible, Jesus ran away from a mob. He didn't pray. Because you don't pray for everything to be done. There are things you don't pray for. Some people have a challenge that a pastor will be preaching and maybe a military man is here and a military man is there, or a security man is standing there and all of that. You see, people are under different threats. And if you don't understand, like, it's not everything that you go straight away to try to criticize because you have a certain measure of faith or a certain perspective about how things should be. Because sometimes we do too much more than God himself wants to do. Why is it that you're a pastor and you are preaching and there's an armed man standing there, armed man there, and the armed men are all around? You see, when you are in Ghana, let's say in Accra, in southern Ghana, you will not even see the need of such a thing. But if you were to go to maybe northern Nigeria, where Boko Haram is just killing people for fun, then you will know that we pray to God for our protection, and when you are going to church, you must have a gun or a cutlass by your side. We're security people. Standing there protect, because we came to worship God. But you may not go back home. So when you are not in an environment that is conflict infested and people's lives are reduced to, you know, just the killing of people out of their whims and caprices, you not even understand why you need to ensure that there are, you know, arrangements, security arrangements. Some people even have problem with a president having a particular security arrangement. Because in this, our country, we have not seen, you know, that kind of terrorist attack to that level. We have not seen and all of that. But as the world is getting closer and closer, the Bible said the heart of men shall be cold. So you see armed robbers getting there where you're a pastor, they will kill you, they will kill you. They rape people, they do. So yeah, you have to put together. Sometimes you put human beings in your life, they become security for you. Sometimes you have customers who become security for you. Those of you who work in the bank, you will understand. Yeah, when they give you targets, just say, baby, switch let this client one or two. You'll be able to meet halfway your target. They become security for your job. Are you here at all? Walls of security. Sometimes a boss likes you in the office and in the marketplace. And this, so you can have security, wall of security in your spouse. But the Bible is saying that they will all crumble at certain point. So, even though they are important, you need to put your trust rather in God Himself, who will now find ways of making systems and structures, you know, to work around you to give you safety. Bible says that horses and chariots are prepared for war, but safety is of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell someone, safety is of the Lord. So there are people who put their trust. That's why no matter how hard you lock your house, you still pray that God, we beg, cover us and take care of us. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes you will lock everywhere, finchum, and the attack that wants to kill you will not be external. Sometimes fire guts a house, and the reason why people die is because they lock themselves too much inside that they are not able to get out. So your wall has become your prison and it has become your death. That's why we pray that God, we beg. Our trust is not in all these things, even though we are doing what we humanly have to do, but Father, we have put our trust in you. Praise the Lord. It is the name of the Lord alone that's a strong tower. Righteous running and they are what? They are saying, look at Proverbs 21 verse 22 in the ESV. Proverbs 21 verse 22. He says, if you put your trust in human walls, they will crumble. Where there are walls, they will crumble. He said, a wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which the stronghold that you trust in as your wall of security, people can bring it down. It can be brought down by wise men. Yeah. There is always a way to breach what you trust in. Look, no matter how mighty the city is and how mighty the people in the city are, they can be brought down. The stronghold, when the Bible talks about stronghold, it's not a small matter. It's a fortified space. And even that, the boss that has become your security, someone appointed that one. Someone gives life to that one. So you cannot put your trust. You have to put your trust in God, who uses men and systems. Are you here at all? Someone says, me, I have an American visa, so if anything at all, I will run. If you don't have legs, you can't run. If you have visa, there's no flight. You can't run. People wanted to run now. Like in Liberia, when the war happened, so many people who had money, they could. You are trapped. You are going nowhere. And that's when you know that money doesn't give anyone vacation. Do you understand? We put our trust in. Tell somebody, put your trust in God. Because no matter how strong your hold is, it can be breached. It's only the Lord and the security he gives that will not be breached. Praise the Lord. Is God speaking to somebody at all? Some people also trust in idols. Psalm 115 verse 8 to 11. Some trust in idols. It said that they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. He's talking about idols. Oh, Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. 10. Oh, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Tell somebody that. The Lord is your help and your shield. Therefore, trust in him. Don't trust in idols. And the issue of idols in the old covenant is quite different from that under the new covenant. Under the old covenant, idol worship was typical traditional worship. Idol worship, you are serving Beelzebub, you are serving Astaroth, you are serving in the high places, do you understand? And sacrificing to devils and demons and doing all manner of abominable things. It was really physical, a spiritual worship that was physical. It was not unto God, it was unto Satan. Under the new covenant in our dispensation, the old way of serving idols still exists. That's when you see people still go to the shrine and do all manner of sacrifices that are not unto God, they are unto the devil. Paul addresses it and he says that these people, they offer sacrifices not unto God, but unto devils. Are you with me? But there is even a more subtle one, where in serving idols, you begin to make men demigods. You begin to make, you know, things take the place of God. Because when we are talking about idol worship, we are always talking about who has your soul, loyalty, dedication, commitment spiritually. Soul. He said, serve the Lord and know. So it's not like 50-50. So we are talking about your spiritual space. Who do you exalt most? Is it pastor or God? Is it Jesus or the altar? Is it ye that fear the Lord? Do what? Trust in the Lord, not in idols. So you can just begin to idolize the pastor. You get it? You can have a very good husband. And you so idolize the husband that even when you have to do something for the Lord, you are always choosing the husband and his comfort over what you have to do for the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are not careful, you see that you idolize your job. You that love God, once you get a job, you see that you don't love God again. And I'm saying that the true test of your love is when you have resources. It's not when you don't have. When you have opportunities, when you have become something, then we know whether you'll be able to set yourself aside, set whatever you have aside, and still see God the same way you saw him when you were seeking him, when you didn't have anything. Now that you are big, Deuteronomy 8:18 says that, remember the Lord thy God. Remember, because he knows that you will forget. When you have eaten and you are full, he said it. Now that you are married, if we are taking your honeymoon time small for God's work. Say, yambre. Wow. Your beauty can become your idol. You don't see anybody, you only see yourself. Your children, you just begin to idolize your children. Or your child. Hey. Don't cross. You see that people are manifesting when it comes to the things that are dear to them. Anything that is dear to you that you cannot sacrifice to God has become an idol to you. whether it's your money, it's your life, it's your job, whatever it is. And you should do your possible best that these things do not become idols to you. Praise the Lord. He said you will become like them. You will become like cash. You will become like the job. You will become, and everything has an end. Praise the Lord. Everything has an end. Deuteronomy 32, verse 37. Deuteronomy 32, 37. It says that, and he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? You see, there is a way that when you begin to idolize or serve idols away from serving Jesus Christ, God will allow certain conditions to pertain where you will be exposed. You see that a marriage that was designed by God to go to the end and be glorious, because you just rob God of his glory and put on that marriage, God just move away from that marriage. So that this foolish person, you see that the marriage will start becoming very asthmatic. Very asthmatic. From nowhere, now, you see that a good person has started misbehaving. Tell somebody, watch your emotions, or watch it, watch it. Love the people God has given you, but always place God first. Always. God, which, where this marriage that made you to insult your mother and father so much, where is it? I work with you, and I work with you. When they remove the you, you see your N. Praise the Lord. I feel this midweek service power. Isaiah 42:17. It said, they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. That trust in graven images. That say to the molten images, ye are our gods. You'll be turned back. You'll be put to shame when you trust in anything apart from Jesus Christ. Please, this idol worship is real. It's what? Some people idolize their sexuality beyond their spirituality. You are dead masturbating, sir. Idolizing it. When you hear truth, truth should set you free. That means you trust God. Praise the Lord. They say you don't, the Bible says you don't treat a wife like this, or you don't treat a husband like this. Don't say, no. I mean, that's how I'm going to do. Wow. That, you don't trust God. If you ever trusted God, his word would change your ways. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's why one of the things I am really afraid of is keeping my time when God wants that time. Like, I'm there on Wednesday, and I have decided that God says I should be in fellowship, and I have decided that I will not be in fellowship. What is that thing that is taking me away from that time? That God has an apple. What is it? What is it? Is it that I'm unwell physically and I can't make it, or I have apathy? Like, has the laziness become my God? When God says, it's fellowship, I want to fellowship with you where two or three are gathered. Don't be away. Then I'm there and I say, oh, this time now, the midweek now. Like the toy is trying to dictate to the manufacturer of the toy. It's a dangerous matter. By the time you know the manufacturer has now torn all the wires in the toy, he said, go and toy yourself. Let's see if you have any value in the market. So that's why you see how some of us are, if we have to be, and we are going to be healed. We are going to be in fellowship. Praise the Lord. Okay. Imagine you having your husband in this midweek service. Or your wife. Yeah, some of you are not able to convince even your spouse to be in fellowship. So the things you are trying to solve in your house, God solved it in the church. But because, and even when you get them to watch, sometimes it doesn't make that level of impact, because, Charlie, where the Spirit of God is, actively by time on time, real time, the impact is different. Bible says, as Jesus was teaching, the presence of God was there. The power of God was present to heal as he was teaching. You can watch it on tape. But if you are privileged to be physically there, Charlie, you will feel that it's a different level. Are you here at all?
Yes,
it's what? It's a different level. Leave this matter. If you are not privileged to be there, where proximity sake, are you here? Technology can carry the presence to you wherever you are. Glory be to God. But it's difficult to miss it when you are present. It's difficult. He told Solomon, he said, if anybody turn to face this temple, Jacob said, Charlie, God is here and I didn't know. Physical. Now, it takes so much more. Even in the prophetic ministration. Yeah? To come to terms with people God is speaking to you who are not in the space. It takes so much more. But when people are in the space, as I just look at Pastor Iman, it's easier. It's what? It's easier. Jesus went to sit on the well, waiting for the woman of Samaria. He told them, he said, I must needs go through Samaria. There's an agency we are dealing with. Time, meeting someone at an appointed time. You don't miss it and say, I'm going to watch it online. Hey. Tell somebody you have been missing too many things. Don't miss again. How you grew. You have to be humble to continue to grow like that, even in higher dimension. You don't move out. That's why I say, go back for your first love and your first works. Because you won't grow properly when you leave your first love and your first works. Can be secondary love, secondary works. But you see that the growth is artificial. The real growth. So when you are removing that muscle and you are replacing it the same way, you are not just doing, you are there, you are watching aerobics and you say, me boba. No, you have to be at the gym. That's what I want to mean, I'll grow when it's wrong. Yeah, I'm psyching my mind. Command Nadia Sua Jim to be the car on the treadmill. Do the bicycle. Hello? When you go and squat for 30, the next day you will know that something happened the day before. While you are there, you are calculating with your mind. I'm squatting 1, 2, 3. What has happened? Nothing. They are just doing mental travel. Doesn't work that way. That's why we need to return to God. Return to trusting in God. You are praying, trust in God. No matter the situation you find yourself in, even when God has given you systems, structures, people, resources, still let the primary thing be that I trust in God who can still use these things to bless my life. Never to place your confidence in anything beyond your primary trust in God. Because Egypt can be shaken, and when Egypt is shaken, you will see that fear will arrest you. Yes, now. Sometimes somebody is a young person and the husband will die. Wow. What are you going to do? It's left you with package. Packages. Squad. What are you going to do? Some people don't know what they are going to do. Are you going to die? They have left you packages. 4, 3, 5. What are you going to do? If you say, he is my life. Now that one has been taken. Like, how do you continue? That's why whatever you have, make sure you don't lose God. Make sure you don't. I mean, if today, you can be a pastor and God says, okay, go and anoint Elisha to take your place. Moses, Joshua is taking, what are you going to do? Now that you are not God's pastor again, now that you are not on the stage again, if the stage is what is defining who you are, your value, now that God has taken you out, the stage is there, but he has taken you away from it. What are you going to do? Now you begin to fight everybody. Now that they just came, new people come. And then we, the old people, they don't see us. Hey. Do your hand like this. Hey, trust in God. If you don't trust in God, when God hides you like John the Baptist in the wilderness to try to train you to become a voice, you would destroy the purpose that God is trying to achieve with your life, because to you, the city is where I belong. Why are you drawing me to the wilderness? Hey! And sometimes the people they put on the stage almost shame you on the now to and say, "You're a better chain, and you're better as a mo. You're better as a stage, you know. The stage has an owner, and he determines who is there. And sometimes somebody's throat is burning the song, but God is happy with the heart. Yes, now he's happy with this. My lover is there. My lover is singing to me. The voice is not sweet, but see, sweetheart. That's why sometimes you are very angry that a man married an ugly woman. It is you that is defining beauty by face. Do you know what the man is enjoying? He sees you cry. You cry is the one he sees as an animal. Just enjoying real love from a very beautiful woman who doesn't have your pointed nose. But wow. I feel like preaching this message to tomorrow morning. Oh. Sister, what do you think? Yes, now. You should preach this thing. You should endear yourself to the Lord. Tell somebody, endear yourself to the Lord. It's not today you are there, tomorrow you are not there. Today I'm consistent with the Lord, I'm not consistent. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. Alone. Trusting in Jesus, no matter whatever is happening around you and to you, just decide that Jesus is my Jesus. Yes. Jesus is my Jesus. I'm not trading him for anything. Praise the Lord. I respect people. I honor people. I celebrate people. But Charlie, Jesus first. My trust is what? In the Lord. Because sometimes people say, do you think the church will continue like that? Every church rises and falls. Do we have remedy for that? No. What gives me confidence to continue? My trust in the Lord. Because there are many things we will never have solutions for. But we will have hope to continue because our trust is what? In the Lord. And we know that the Lord is good. And his mercies endure forever. And our case will be different. That he who has started a good thing will bring us to a perfect end. So they say nobody gives birth in the family. But me, my trust is in the Lord. So he can make some arrangement. Are you here at all? So I'm keeping with the Lord. Jesus has to be proud that he has a man or a woman on earth. Every day in every space. If you lose this fundamental thing, you are just in a gathering of people who have one purpose, but it's really nothing. It's nothing. That's why some of us, you see, I am even rediscovering my worship, singing about the name of Jesus. All your right to me. All your right. Why? Sorry, prayerful. Oh, you're right. What a dream! I could touch my It's a bragging right for me. Do you understand? We sing the English. He is Lord. Mary, that's the meaning. He is Lord. Yeah, yeah.
He has risen from the dead.
He is Lord. Edifying ourselves. Bienvenue. Now it's a coming, no. But yes, yeah. All those ones are there. But see, I was listening to Nathaniel Bassi just when I came, just a short clip. He said, when I am invited to minister, the reason why I don't charge is that I have an opportunity to come and minister to God. First, like, how do am I charging God? I'm not saying charging is bad, but that's if you have to have revelation, opportunity to come and minister to God in, you know, in the midst of the congregation. What a joy! Oh, you're right. In case someone does not know, he is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Let's play this thing. Come on, everybody. Come on. He is Lord.
He has risen.
He has risen
from the dead.
He is Lord.
Let's go. Church like us, like Catholic, Methodist, Apostolic, Pentecost, who are big on worshiping God in music, we can miss it when we become perfect. Like, we are doing everything possible to make sure that we sing very, very well. The melodies, the everything, blah, blah, blah. So you see that we are very happy when we are able to deliver well. Then you will hit that saturation point where everyone is knowledgeable. We are all singing well. Then you see that the whole service will become flat, even though we are singing very well. Then the hymns just become hymns. The apostolic song, you say, okay, now that we sing well, you see that you are there. You don't have, before, if you sang well, you'd be very excited. Now we sing well. Every day we sing well. So, that is a problem level. When you have arrived, that is now the test of what you have in serving God. God will just be looking at the definitions in your heart. The definitions in your heart. Now that you know the melody structure, you can do everything you are doing. When you stand here and you are saying, what is the meaning of that to you? Eja wonawo to me. Eja nawo. What meaning has that? You say that we are not doing structure, we are not doing melody structure, do you understand? We are not doing this. We are past that level because nobody is burning anything. All of us, we are already there in the temple. Now we want to send incense to Jehovah. How much incense can your heart send? What kind of incense is your heart sending? Do you have any water or passion in you for the Lord? That are you excited hearing about your God? Are you what is doing you on the inside? How is the position of your heart? How makidashukuapana nanasaya? Everybody singing out. One singing out. Hey, 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 hey. Yes, you are. to this level. Songs cannot die. You can't be tired because it's the message of your worship that brings life to what you are singing. You can never say that. We have sang this song. Now I'm tired with the song.
I'll be unto you, Lord. Praises be unto our King. Oh,
how can a song like that die?
Be unto our Redeemer. All adore, shine and glory. Be unto you.
Sing the chorus. Cha 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 cha.
Oh,
not to the Lord. Everybody sing it. Come on, come on, come on.
Hosanna to the Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
The one.
Jesus.
Who never dies. Hey, oh, adore.
My God. Somebody clap your hands and bless the Lord. Eshakabeledes. Elebokoto sepredededes. I pray that your trust in the Lord will not fade. It will not fade. It will not be eroded. Your trust in the Lord will not be taken. It will not be broken. You will not lose your trust, your confidence in God. Sheko para no shekle bede. Oxygen is in your lungs.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. Your breath in my lungs. So we pour out our praise to you. Only it's your breath in my lungs. So we pour. Pour out our praise to your breath.
revelation I was talking to you about. Let Satan be operating. Let my God be operating. That's the level we are getting into. You have occult people in your office. You meet people who are witches, dark people. You may not be able to stop people from thinking and doing evil. Let them do, also do. Because you have God inside of you. Every time, you know, our mind is that I must destroy the evil to function. Sometimes the evil and the good will be moving concurrently. The evil will be happening, the move. The good will also be happening. You can't stop. A witch will fly. But when they fly, may they not have negative influence on you. That's the level. But this Christianity that we are playing cha-cha with, it's not a small matter. Praise the Lord. That's why I refuse to ask, why are they so evil? Why are they so weak? I don't care again. I don't care about evil again. What I care about is trusting in Jesus so much that I develop that level of power within. That even as because the biblical prophecy says evil will increase. If you are praying for evil to decrease, you are joking. Evil will increase, but I must function. I pray for you all that your trust in the Lord will not collapse. That your trust in the Lord will be potent to you. That you will jealously guard your trust and confidence in God. Knowing that He is proud to be your Father. And He's in charge in your life and in this world. You are blessed. It shall be well with you. I see you shining. I see you shining more and more. You are increasing on every side. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Shout hallelujah. Who trusts the Lord here? Who is on the Lord's side here? Are you on the Lord's side? Can you clap your hands? Give the Lord a shout of praise. This is bread in our hearts. This is bread in our lungs. You are blessed. Praise the Lord. How many of you are blessed? Come in. It's too powerful.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.